Armour Township's bylaw officer, Jason Newman, was off work in June and about to hit the highway near Tim Hortons when he saw a person in crisis, overdosing in the ditch. He'd driven past where he could stop to help, but he called OPP and then looped back to find officers already assisting. While Newman hadn't been called by the community to respond as a bylaw officer, the incident highlights the new reality of the type of calls bylaw officers in the Almaguin Highlands are facing. Armour TWP is just south of Sundridge. Calls related to illicit drugs, homeless encampments and mental health are increasing, and with that, Armour is updating the job description for its bylaw officers to not only enforce property standards and community concerns such as noise, but to include community safety and social interventions as well. Newman said his role has changed significantly since the pandemic, out of need. "We're bridging the gap between the people we're dealing with and the services they need, and helping them get support services," he said, adding that he and his fellow bylaw officer Brian Austin often coordinate with fire departments, OPP, District of Parry Sound Social Services Administration Board, local mental health and social service providers. In 2019, bylaw officers responded to 100 service calls, which increased to more than 500 in 2024. This increase reflected bylaw officers responding to a lot of different community needs that have escalated between homelessness, mental health and addictions, Newman continued. And they require intervention. According to Armour Mayor Rod Ward, creating a center of excellence for bylaw enforcement and raising the standard of services is part of the ongoing regional approach. Armour provides bylaw services to Kearney, Ryerson, Sundridge, McMurrick, Monteith, Magnetawan and Macher. "It's difficult for a small municipality to get their hands on that kind of skill set," Ward said. "There's more to it than, yeah, you broke the rule, there may be a reason that things are happening and that are beyond the control of the person they are dealing with," he said, adding that it's a common misconception that bylaw is a money grab to generate revenue, but Ward emphasized it's not. "The bylaws are in place to try and set some parameters and allow people to get along," he said. Newman, who has lived in Almaguin for 50 years, said while the challenges with homelessness, addictions and mental health haven't always been as visible to the community, they are today and need to be acknowledged. "Whether you want to blame the pandemic, the disconnect, the services, the reality is the problems are here now and we can't avoid them," Newman said. "We're seeing overdoses, we're seeing people in the streets passed out, we're seeing people without a place to live. It's hard to accept this is happening in our area, but that's our motivation for trying to help." Both Newman and Ward noted that another misconception is that the province, not municipalities, will tackle these concerns. "They're not going to help us," said Newman. "So we need to find a way, and then if we do get help from them, that's a bonus. But we have to own our area, and we have to try and do what we can." Echoing Newman's point, Ward said it's up to local leadership to build from the ground up. "Depending on the province to fix things is an easy out, and it's not going to work," he said. "We know our community, we know what we need, whether it's healthcare or mental health. We do want to make sure that we're supporting bylaw because things are evolving, and we're going to have to evolve as well and be ready with support for their team." Sarah Cook is a local journalism initiative reporter with NorthBayNipissing.com. LJI-ID funded by the Government of Canada.